into the fourth and final hour. We've got Bob Chapman, international forecaster, coming in with economic news, 9/11 info. Last 5 minutes with F. William Engdahl, researcher, author. In the final equation, as you talk about in your book, this is not being done for greed, not being done for even power. It is their religion. They believe exterminating the vast majority of the population is the goal. So give us, lay it out, and it's in their own words. What is this really all about? Well, it's about supremacy, and the ultimate form of supremacy is genocide. Sir, you've got 4 minutes.
Well, I went through 4 years of university with some of the scions of these families, the Rockefellers, the Firestones, the DuPonts, and so forth. And they are not charming people on a one-on-one basis. I would maintain that they are, in a clinical, classical, psychoanalytical sense, these are highly paranoid people. They are terrified that the masses, as they see it, the hordes out there, are going to steal everything they've grabbed and accumulated over the decades. And therefore, I think they've gone to these lengths. And it's just, it's a perversion that's taken on a life of its own. But it's literally, at this point, to the point where if we don't roll this back in some way or another, it may already be too late in terms of GMO. The genie may be out of the bottle. Some serious scientists think that may be the case. I think not so long as in Western Europe there is massive resistance on the grassroots level against GMO. The governments have not been able to satisfy Monsanto and the other gene giants in terms of promoting this in Europe because there's too much backlash against it. They have had extreme difficulties in Asia, in China, in Africa, and so forth. They tried to pull something off at the Rome Food Summit in June. They made an extra effort to play up the world hunger emergency with the tripling of the price of rice, the basic food staple of more than 1.5 billion people or 2 billion people across Asia. And they invited the Pope Benedict as a personal distinguished guest to the conference in the hopes that he would give a papal blessing to GMO as a solution to the world hunger crisis.
And he didn't, did he?
He didn't do it. I won't go through all the details as it was told to me by people in Rome who were highly informed, but thank the Lord that he didn't do it. But that just shows you that this, and suddenly the theme of world hunger disappeared from the agenda.
Let's point out that even within the eugenicists, some of them don't like it, like Prince Philip and Prince Charles. They're evil.
Yeah.
They want to exterminate people, and we have their names on those documents. I mean, they've stated it. But they're like, don't do it this way, and they're right. I mean, this endangers everything. And I also want to add, it's not just the elites. You've got, like in Blade Runner, little shops in Hong Kong and in South Korea, as you know, where they're privately, little families, little companies, are splicing rhesus monkeys with jellyfish that glow in the dark, and that causes all sorts of viral releases from DNA, bacterial mutations. We've had a lot of scientists on about that. So there's also all these other crazy rogues out literally playing with Shiva. I mean, literally playing with Kali. I mean, this is opening the gates of hell.
Yep. Well, maybe the human race isn't fit to survive. I'm an optimist. I think we are.
No, I agree with you.
I wrote the book.
Well, I mean, I'm not calling for crises, but there have already been a lot of crises with this stuff and a lot of big problems. And we know it's hurting humans. Just the faster that can come out, the better, so we can really get control of this and then have heavily transparent research and maybe even have some GMO. But it's got to be done very, very slowly, very, very carefully. Do you agree that some of it's okay if it's controlled properly?
No, I think the methodology of GMO is reductivist in a scientific sense. And utterly flawed. There's no way that this could be stable. There may be in the universe of possibilities some way that it can be. I won't rule that out.
Yeah.
I'm not a biologist.
It's just too dangerous. Even if you meant to do good with it, it's too dangerous. Stay there. I want to say bye to you right now for InfoWars.com viewers.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. For the next 51 minutes, we are joined by Bob Chapman. Now, coming up at the bottom of the hour in 20 minutes, I'll open the phones up for 9/11 Truth, economic questions, anything you want to discuss, but so much has been happening. Unbelievable discussion we just had with F. William Indahl in the last hour. But Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all the things that are developing. What does this mean, having the Treasury take it over, bailing out the Federal Reserve? Again, a massive consolidation happening. You're going to pay taxes on all of this, with all these foreigners buying our debt. I mean, but talking to an economist, former military intelligence, has had the biggest newsletter in the world till he retired. Now it's one of the biggest again. The InternationalForecaster.com, also, he and Gary Allen were partners. That woke me up when I was a teenager reading Under Call Conspiracy. I'd already heard it all in history and read it, but it really brought it home, the big picture, how they control the left and right, the communists and the fascists. So he's just an amazing person, and we're glad we can have him on to pop in this week and spend time with us. Bob Chapman, it is good to have you here. But since it's 9/11, first give us your take on the 9/11 cover-up. It seems as collapsing with all these big names coming out and saying an investigation is an inside job, could be an inside job. The biggest comedian in France, friends with Sarkozy. Congressman, more congressmen coming out, a guy with millions and millions of followers. Of course, Ralph Nader on earlier saying, yes, our government stages terror attacks. Our people are in New York and all over the country right now handing out free DVDs and pamphlets. They're saying everybody's coming up taking the stuff. Almost everyone believes it's an inside job. It's exponential. Your take on that and then the economy.
Well, my take on that is it's about time. And people are so slow to react as far as 9/11 is concerned. They like to put it in the back of their mind that nobody I knew, so to speak, get killed there or get injured there. And so let the government sort it out. Well, I believe anybody who saw what happened that day in the collapse, the professionally collapsed building, knew right away that something was dramatically wrong. And so people are finding out, and they're becoming more outspoken about it. And I think in time there will be finally a real investigation to find out who did what to us. And that's coming. And it's because of people like yourself and others who have gone out and gotten tremendous amounts of information on the subject and disseminated it to the public like you are right now. And maybe after the next election, maybe we can get something done about it.
Well, you just brought up a point there. It was meant, you know, everything the globalists do is gauge for different strata. What will intelligentsia think? What will controllers think? What will our opposition that's in the know think? What will kind of the somewhat informed white-collar folks think? What will the dumbed-down, you know, beer-slurping, football-watching? I'm not saying you're bad, folks. We all love it. Point is, that's your God. That's all you know. You're not versatile. What will they think? And clearly, 9/11 was meant to governments to be a threat. Look how bold we are. It was also meant to be a threat to us. And the fact that it was so obvious, I mean, you know, they gauged that. What was the message they were sending there to the different strata?
You better watch out. You're going to have a problem. And that is you keep your mouth shut and go along with the program, and we won't bother you. If you don't, you're going to have problems. And that is through the Patriot Acts and other legislation that's been passed. And for those people who are really outspoken, many of them seem to suicide themselves. And so I think that was the threat, and I think they did it in Oklahoma City as well.
So it's an open, and then cops spoke out and said the feds did it, and they murdered them and tortured them to death and then laugh and say it was suicide, cut them all open. Cop of the Year, Terrence Yakey and others. Oh, you saw feds there. Well, you're just dead, Cop of the Year. Saved all those people. How about we torture you and find out who else knows what's going on? And their fellow cops shut their mouths and said, absolutely, murder us whenever you want. We love it, basically. But some police have expressed. It's just so pathetic to see this going on. You're absolutely right. It is an open threat to everyone, and it is meant to be a threat to those of us that are in the know. But I think the elites were going according to an old paradigm, an old attack paradigm, an old attack profile when they had media dominance. Now they don't, and I really think that they are on the run on many fronts and are not very happy how 9/11 ended up for them.
I think you're absolutely right, and that has spread, as you say, into other areas. Their program for the Middle East has been disastrous. Their economic and financial program is entrapped. I mean, they can't get out. There's going to be a day of reckoning, and they know that, and that's why they're frantically running around. As Mr. Engdahl said, they're afraid they're going to lose their wealth and power. And Alex, it's people like you and I who are going to take their wealth and power away from them through our court system by exposing what they're doing.
Well, I mean, they realize that. That's why they're so dangerous, is they've gone to the point of no return. They've gone for broke, and they know that, and they say that. Their crimes are so huge that if they don't bring in full-spectrum dominance, if they don't activate COG and totally dominate everybody, then they're openly saying they're cooked. So that's why it's the immovable object, you know, going up against an immovable object. It is a collision. And if we just don't blink and just say, you know what, ramming speed and put it in high gear and just pedal to the metal, I mean, there's no way we're going to lose, Bob.
I agree with that. It's just waiting them out and keeping the information coming. And I never thought that I would be projected into the spot that I am at my late age, being able to transport information, and primarily information in the financial world. There are others who specialize in other areas, just like Mr. Engdahl said earlier, that I'm not an expert in science, and neither am I. But we do what we can do, and it's great that we have someone to work with like yourself who is able to grasp many subjects and tell the people the real innards of what's going on in them.
Well, Bob, it's just really an honor to have you on as well. Okay, let's get into the economy, and I'm going to skip this next break coming up for InfoWars.com listeners because it's going to be information so important. Breakdown. Were you expecting this? Because you and others have been saying you expected them to take it over, but when were you expecting it? By that, were you expecting it now? Because some had said it was coming later. I don't remember what you said on this topic. You said they were going to take over Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. And then what does this mean? Where is it going in the future? Bob?
The first announcement by the international forecaster was just 4 years ago. And I said that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were technically bankrupt. And everybody on Wall Street and in the Beltway knew that. And they needed Fannie and Freddie to execute the real estate bubble, which was going to keep the economy from collapsing for the next 5 or 6 or 7 years. And so they continue to have Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac take on mortgages. And as time went on over this past 4 year period, they took on more speculative mortgages, which made their situation even worse. The balance sheet in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac both were bogus. Their derivative positions.
Bob, stop. Bob, go to derivatives in a minute. But they needed to loosen up on loans to keep the bubble going, correct? And now, is this the final bubble, bringing the big Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac bubble within the Treasury, which internationalizes it? Or is the final bubble the green carbon tax, which they're saying will pay to the banks?
That's hard to say at this time. I just know with what they've got already, they're in serious trouble. And
okay, you got to derivatives. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the derivatives, they just made terrible mistakes in purchasing and writing them. And Raines, who was the head of Fannie Mae, who was dismissed, he executed the first part of it. They were balancing or harmonizing earnings as well. And I knew what they were into as far as the mortgages was concerned, and I knew their position was financially irretrievable. I never really thought it would get as bad as it has now. And they have $5.2 trillion worth of mortgages. They will probably have, I would say a conservative estimate would be about 35% will turn out to be bad. So, you know, we're looking at $2 trillion. And on top of that, they have allowed the shareholders to lose almost all their money. They have allowed the preferred holders to probably lose all their money, and a lot of them are banks.
All right, well, I'm sorry for interrupting, but is it 2 or 3 trillion? Because my math would be 2.5 trillion.
Yeah, 2.5. And that's a good figure. It could go as high as 4, but I baseline it at 2 and say it'll be 2 or more. And that'll take 5, 6, 7 years.
But how much does that infect? I mean, that's only $2 trillion on the mortgages. Then they sold bonds. They sold those packages. And I've seen some reports say it's $50 trillion. Some say it's $25 trillion. I mean, how big is the domino effect?
The domino effect could be as large as those figures that you've mentioned. I'm just going for the base facts. I mean, that's enough to compel anybody to have a spinning headache.
Oh, I actually have one right now.
The preferred holders are $36 billion. I don't see any way the government can't come in. They've got to come in and bail those people out. Because if they don't, a whole bunch of banks are going to go under. They wouldn't go under.
All right, let's keep talking about it right now. Here we go with Bob Chapman.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 11, 2008. Gold opened down this morning at 748.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 771.83, 385.95 for half ounce, and 192.96 for quarter ounce. That's 771.83, 385.95, and 192.96.
On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SolaySmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
TheInternationalForecaster.com. That's his website. My websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com. Take some calls coming up in the last 15, 20 minutes of the hour for Bob Chapman. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Jesse in the Netherlands, Paula in Canada, Helen in Florida, Stephen, Colorado, Chris in Florida. We're going to get to all of you. And we'll tell you later before he leaves how to get a free copy of his newsletter. This isn't the pap you see on TV. The stuff he talks about comes true 9 times out of 10 or more. I remember him 4 or 5 years ago. I've been interviewing Bob for about 8, 9, actually, talking about Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac going under, Catherine Austin Fitch, who worked in the HUD for Clinton, high level. She was the head of it, saying this like 7 years ago on our show. So they've known what's going on. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was on with us a few days ago, and he this had just happened. This was Monday, and so he wasn't sure yet. Now I've looked at the news. It is clear that they didn't just guarantee the mortgages, but also the bonds that were sold on those is the way I see it. I want to ask Bob Chapman about that, but I want him to elaborate on what this will extrapolate out to in the next few years, because they can prop up the big investments, the big companies, the big bondholders, the foreign governments, the institutions, and they can keep printing dollars to fill that void. But the economy's breaking down. There's no credit. Things are degenerating fast, and he's saying 3 years, maybe longer, like Japan's been in a 15-year hardcore recession. So that's a bunch of questions, but A, are they securing everything tied to the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac? Are they securing all the bonds and junk that was sold, AAA rated crap, or just, and then you mentioned the part so much here about they're guaranteeing mortgage defaults up to 2 years, not just a few months. So that's a big deal.
Well, again, it's to extend and extrapolate, as you said. And I think that what they're going to do, and I don't know if Paul Craig Roberts addressed this, is, yes, they are going to take on their balance sheet at the Treasury the bad paper that's out there, which is the CDOs, the FISIVs, and the ABSs. And those are bonds that contain, for those who don't know out there, mortgages which were securitized and made into bonds. The last one, ABS, is asset-backed securities, and they are packaged with vehicle loans, swimming pools, mobile homes, motorcycles, those kind of things. And all of that stuff on average right now, if you can find a market, is selling somewhere in the vicinity of 50 to 60 cents on the dollar. There's some of it's at 10 cents and some of it's at 80. It all depends on what paper you have. And so at 50%, the Treasury eventually, and they're going to be very, very quiet about doing this, is going to take this on, these securities on, and they're going to loan against it. And they won't loan 100% of the value of the security. They will probably loan something near the market. And so the American taxpayer is going to end up paying for all of that rotten paper that was issued by the banks in the United States. The banks are being let off the hook, and that would include the rating companies, S&P, Moody's, Fitch, who lied about the ratings and said they were AAA when they were BBB, which is a difference between a 10 and a 4. They're going to let the mortgage originators, the appraisers, the salespeople, and the 85% of the people who lied on their applications off the hook.
Now,
the Treasury's going to eat it. The Treasury is you and I.
Yeah, the Treasury's you and I. Now, what does it mean, the huge announcement, as you said, that got almost no attention? I'm ashamed I haven't mentioned it here. I didn't see it, that they've moved from a few months on default on mortgages for individuals, civilians as we're called, to 2 years. That is a big break. In this whole area of burning the people, that's a place where the people actually get something, though we'll pay for it in dollar devaluation down the road. So basically, if you are somebody who's insolvent, you cheated too, you lied on the piece of paper. So the only people getting punished here are people that saved and people that did a good job.
Exactly. And, you know, this is the only way that they can do it. What the institutions have been doing already is they've been moving them off balance sheet. And they do that, they take a package, let's say it's worth $5 billion. And the person that they sell it to, but it's not really sold because it's a conditional contract. And they sell it to another party, and the other party pays 20%, and the entity loans them 80% to buy the bad paper. I mean, you talk about Mickey Mouse bookkeeping.
Tell you what, stay there. For people that may have passed over their heads, they weren't paying attention, explain that in detail right now for the InfoWars.com stream listeners. Got to go there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Some folks are born, make the way to fly. Ooh, the red, white, and blue.
Bob, in layman's terms, explain, as you were saying behind the scenes of the InfoWars listeners, to listen to those key streams. What they've done financially here. In the past, the banks could loan out 10 times for every dollar they had. That was fiat. They could buy up the world, dominate with that. But they decided in the early 90s, go through that for people, to just take all restrictions off and just start making up fake money, fake assets. They bought up all the key assets with us, and they're leaving us the junk. And then militarizing the police as a vanguard to protect them. You know, they're going to call resisting them or not letting them take your farm or house or kids a crime. But how do you see this unfolding? Because they preemptively tried to bring in a police state to block us. They've staged terror attacks to get the cowardly mass to huddle around them and give them support in their evil. I mean, where is this going?
Well, I think you've described it. It's going into the streets, and it can't help but get there. And how they've done it financially is via the root of derivatives. A derivative is like a piece of insurance. And if you owned a bond and you're only interested in the yield on the bond and it's 5%, but you don't want to take any risk on the bond itself, whether it'll go up or down, you sell that risk to somebody else. And there's somebody out there in the derivative market who will take on that risk to protect you for a price.
And then they pass the Ponzi on to somebody else and even sell that insuring of the instrument.
Exactly, and it might end up 20 hands later.
So that's just like multi-level marketing, a Ponzi scheme, where you start it and get 20 people, they get 100 people, they get 1,000 people, and the upper end screws everybody and leaves, but then leaves all the lower 90% holding the bag.
Exactly, and that's really how it works. It is a Ponzi scheme, and that's how they've been holding this whole system together for really since 1992. And, of course, it's become bigger and bigger and bigger, and we have derivatives out in the form of $650 or $700 trillion, mind-boggling figures. And so, yes, they will leave the ship. They'll all go and hide out, and they think that that's going to save them, and I've got news for them. We will find them, and there will be trials for them. And I think the American people, generally speaking, don't understand anything that's being done to them. They're confused. They know something's going on, but they just can't understand it. And everybody doesn't listen to a program like Alex Jones. There's a lot of people who just don't know. And it's going to be a revelation to them, because when this all comes down, and it's in the process of doing so presently, you look at the unemployment figures, 14.7% long-term, these are government figures, 10.7% intermediate-term unemployment, and short-term unemployment, 6.1%.
Well, here's the problem. They'll just stage a terror attack right as it fully implodes and claim the Easter Bunny did it, and these cowards will run up and circle around the government and just sit there shaking. Now, I don't see that working, but you know they'll try that. They do anything to get the cowards to come up and cuddle up under the black wings. But these people insult us, write us letters, say we're lying. You know, you predicted Freddie and the whole Fannie thing. We predicted everything that's happened. We've laid out what they were going to do. We've broken it down. They're total criminals. And there's still about 30% of the public that will buy anything they're told. And I know that they don't matter in history, except they're going to be the enforcers. They'll do anything they're told by the establishment, including handing their children over, as long as they get to act cool.
And that's why you have to be very careful who you speak to this about, and also very careful about venting your feelings about what's going on. Because if that happens, and we have a situation like what the Stasi had in the old East Germany, where everybody was spying on everybody else, then people will come and pick you up, because they'll tell on you, and they, of course, there will be a reward for that as well. I mean, the IRS uses the system in the United States now exactly the same way.
Oh, listen, listen, they're training children.
You bring somebody in, you get a piece of it.
They're training children in every major public school in the country that we look at to with text messages to turn their parents in and neighbors in. They're running around getting money. They want to artificially have a bad economy so they can force this conversion over to the military-industrial complex. I say speak out like your lives depend on it to block them. If we're cowed and are quiet, they may win. Do you agree with that, Bob?
Mm-hmm. My daughter's a teacher, so I know what you're talking about.
It's disgusting.
And, of course, she deviates from the subject.
No, I'm not saying she's disgusting. I'm saying how do cops listening...
No, I know that.
No, but I'm saying how do cops listening think freedom is face scanning cameras and children spying on their parents? It isn't, okay? Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, that is not something that should happen in America, but it is happening. And it's going to be worse in the future. If I remember correctly, the United States government hired two or three individuals who are high up in the government in East Germany.
Yeah, Marcus Wolf.
Advisors.
Marcus Wolf, head of the Stasi, was hired by the... He just died last year, but he helped set up Homeland Security.
Exactly, but there were two other people. One of them was from Moscow.
Primakov.
Right, that's right. And that's where they got the ideas and how to make them work as far as people spying on one another and putting systems together where people couldn't do much of anything without government knowing. I mean, these laws for money laundering is an example. They want to know where everything is going and how you're doing it. Somebody I know the other day went in to buy some money orders, and I think They were for like $4,700, and the man said, well, we can't do that without you signing and giving us a copy of your driver's license and all this. And the man said to him, look, I know you. You're going to do it my way, and we don't do it at all. And so the guy said, okay, we'll do it your way. But if you don't know the guy that's selling the money orders, you got a problem.
Well, I mean, it's total surveillance. That's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. I see 80-year-old, no exaggeration, men buying beer, being carded, and they're swiping it. That's a database. It's already in place. Bastard.
That's right. It's interesting that they're doing that. I didn't know that. I don't have credit cards, and I haven't had them for years. But they've become very dangerous things.
Oh, listen, I go in. People thought it was just zip codes to figure out where to put stores at a Best Buy or wherever. Now you go to pay for, say, $100 worth of videotapes or whatever, or memory sticks, and they go address and name. Same thing at Radio Shack, everywhere else. That's all for a database. And I've read the corporate documents going back 6-7 years ago where they would meet for these big conventions where they say we are being given federal mandates and insurance breaks. That's how they control them. That's how it's all standardized, to get everyone habitualized to showing ID for all purchases. It starts with cold medicine, then it's beer, cigarettes, now it's everything. Now major gas chains want you to register with your driver's license before you can use a credit card.
It's a tough place to live nowadays, isn't it, Alex?
Oh, it's freedom. So much of it. But the illegal aliens, you know, the...
What kind of democracy is that?
Well, the Catholic bishops are saying, don't track, don't trace, don't arrest illegal aliens. It's of the devil. But there's been 1,000 deaths on one town across the Texas border, hundreds on this side, bedlam and war, and the cops don't arrest illegals for almost anything. They admit it. But the citizens, the book is just thrown at you, and you have no Bill of Rights, and you're more surveilled than East Germany.
That's absolutely true. And that's why a lot of people are saying, gee, I'm 65 years old, I'm not going to put up with this, and they leave the country. I talked to somebody today who said, you know, I'm thinking of going back to the Ukraine.
Oh, I know Greeks, Ukrainians, Poles, Arabs, they're all leaving. They've been leaving for years. A lot of Russians said, man, I've seen this before. I'm an anti-communist. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Another thing I've run into also... I was told yesterday there's a mass exodus of Russians from Israel going back home.
Yeah. No, it's everywhere.
I mean, they don't want to be incinerated if the Zionists start a war.
There have been several articles. First one was in the Jerusalem Post, richest man in Israel moves, you know, leaves. Was the other one. The top richest 10 Jews in Israel in the last 6 months have left, sold their houses, and moved to London and to Switzerland. I moved to England and Switzerland. What does that mean?
It means they want to be out of harm's way. I think they probably think the Zionists that are running Israel are probably insane. And they probably are. I mean, you know, they're part and parcel of what our government does. So there's not much difference. And I don't think no matter who's elected, there'll be much difference in the future as far as the Oval Office is concerned.
Hey, Bob, did you just hear that noise over the line?
No.
If I turn this up, I get a broadcast.
I don't.
Yeah, they're running ads for Raw Air. Can you guys turn that off for me, please? I'd really appreciate that.
If they don't get it off the air, we'll send somebody after them.
That's right. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
One of those off-duty cops with the special uniforms.
Oh, God help us. You know, there's a lot of cops and a lot of government people and a lot of bureaucrats who think this is all funny and cute, and they send me emails and they say, yeah, we're going to get you. We're going to kill you. We're taking over. And you'll go to their MySpace and they're a cop or they're military, and they're proud of it. I mean, a lot of them think this is fun. They don't know history, do they? They don't know what they're slated for, both fighting us, but also working for this evil system. They think it's real cute what they're part of. It's like a little petty power trip. We're going to get to do whatever we want. What do you say to them, Bob?
Well, there's 450 million weapons in the United States. If we cut the population in half, we probably have about 100 million, perhaps, adult males over, say, 16 years old. Probably 70% of them have shot weapons before. And with 450 million weapons and fielding 50 million people, or even 25 million, or even 5 million, there's going to be no contest. The kill factor will be very large, perhaps in the hands of the professionals, but we're going to win.
Well, the other
they
big
cannot win. It is impossible.
Well, the other big problem is that's why they have the face scanning cameras and the tracking grids and the smart dust, and they admit that's NORTHCOM dominance. You know, it's so incredible to read John Warner, the Defense Authorization Act, or read NORTHCOM plans. They say we're the enemy. They say they work for Wall Street. They say the military brass list the American people as enemies. And I don't think the listeners fully grasp. I mean, they're not even debating it, Bob.
No, they're not. And they're gonna. They think they're going to do what they want to do, and it's not going to happen that way. You know, America is still a sleeping tiger as far as the populace is concerned. And, again, I think they've underestimated them. And I think they're going to have serious problems, terminal ones.
All right. I'm going to skip the final break. Ted Anderson wants to talk to you off air, so I'll let you talk to him when the show ends, Bob. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Again, cops are going to take your grandma's pension. They're going to take stuff from your family, people you know. I know you'll strut around at family dinners and kind of go, I don't want to hear about it. But you're going to be hurt by your system. You're going to wish to God you'd have fought with the people. I know a lot of you are planning to. Jesse in the Netherlands, where the Queen of Orange sits firmly ensconced, getting the monopoly on Iraqi oil last week. You're on the air, Jesse.
Hey, Alex. Everything you've done so far is awesome, and people around the world are waking up. Since I'm too far away from the United States or any crowded places where I could go tell people about what's going on and getting them to tune into your show, I went online. And actually, today there's an event in Second Life, which is a virtual world.
Yeah.
And I visited a digital memoriam, 9/11 memoriam. And I had a T-shirt on, and the text on it was, investigate 9/11, honor the fallen by relentless pursuit of truth.
Oh, good. So you went to this virtual thing that tens of millions are involved in. How many people were at the memorial?
Well, I've been here all day, and I've seen thousands of avatars pass by. And, what then happened was, the admin banned me from the land because I was wearing that T-shirt and giving those T-shirts
away. See, I want to write an article about this. Bob, I'm sure you know about this. There's several virtual realities that tens of millions play in these games. It's like they're real. This is how Matrix insertion, the Pentagon plans to put us in the pods with this, because the wirehead, well, that's a new function coming up. I'm not kidding, folks. It's all real. The point is, yes, so you're there. Thousands come by and see your T-shirt at the virtual memorial. They wanted to run an op inside there, and then the admin banned you because you had that shirt. Outrageous. We need to invade with the members of that with more shirts right now. Where is that area where your First Amendment's being violated in virtual reality?
It's named Second Life, and the area name that it's in is actually named World Trade Center.
Okay, so it, not only is 9/11 Truth banned right around the real World Trade Center, but in Second Life, there right now. Now, what did this degenerate admin say when they banned you in virtual reality?
Well, I'll translate it to English for you. I have it right here in front of me.
My God, this is science fiction. I mean, we're talking about protesting in virtual reality. I'm sorry, go ahead.
He says, you're really looking for it, huh? I think it's very nasty of you to act so innocent and then walk around here annoying the people with your conspiracy theories. I'm going to report you to Linden Labs, who runs Second Life, of course, who banned you from my sim, and now you're muted. Goodbye.
So just like in the real world, can't wear your 9/11 inside job shirt. You could have a pierced nose or a devil tat. That's okay, but don't actually really be individualistic. Bob Chapman, what do you think of this?
It's something that I didn't expect, and it will progressively get worse. And they will pick up more and more people and impound them and get all their information and warn them. If they picked up again, they won't be heard from again. And that's where they're going to go about it, particularly with young people. Because young people are generally in better physical condition than adults, and young people can become combatants much more easily.
What about the Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote about when the Gestapo or the GRU, oh, how we burned in the camps, wishing that when the secret police came out to grab us, we would have met them with hatchets in the doorways?
Well, maybe that will come to that in our country.
Does that ever happen in the virtual reality sims? Do people ever go wild there?
Well, yes, yeah, it certainly happens. And my idea to basically get the people informed was to get more listeners who listen to the to your show to get on Second Life. And if I'm allowed to give out my avatar name so that people can
contact
me.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 9/11 Truth, and the last name of the avatar is Sky Power.
9/11 Truth, Sky Power. Everybody who's in Second Life, and I know you're out there listening, Attack Pattern Delta, go now. Let's get all the 9/11 information we can in there and take over right now in that virtual reality area immediately. We're going to skip this break. Final segment, better get over to InfoWars.com, folks. Listen.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
I wish a buck was still silver.
Bob, you know, the establishment goes after our families. But if you just explain to your family, don't you know the family's under attack? It's only us we can trust. That's what keeps families together. And that is so important, Bob. I mean, how important is the family?
It is the reason for existence.
Absolutely. So stop fighting with your husband and wife. If your wife's being mean to you and arrogant, stop fighting with her. Get to the level of explaining to her the big picture. If your husband's doing it, you know, stop it. Stop fighting with each other. Stop it. Don't use drugs. Don't get in their debt system. beat them. You beat them by living well, as the French say. The best revenge is living well. Paula, thanks for the call. Helen in Florida. I got to move quick here. Helen, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Yes. Three quick statements, then one question. First, Jesus did not appear to let us become extinct. The second one is, Rabbi Israel Weiss said this Israel now is not the Israel that's predicted in the Bible. The Orthodox Jews say that. And then, I wish there were more Jack McLambs. And then my question is, do you anticipate when the precious metals will go up or down?
Okay. Thank you. Obviously, they're trying to suppress them. But long term, it's only going to go up if they're devaluing the dollar, bailing all this out. That's the reality. Bob, how long can they suspend reality? I mean, how long can they suppress metals?
Well, I think it goes with a number of other things. They're trying to hold the market up. They're trying to make the dollar go higher. And the reason for that is to portend strength, because I think that they're going to lower interest rates here very shortly. Most people don't, but I do. And gold is going through a correction which has been caused by government in part. They get the ball rolling and they stoke it all the time. And I think that we're nearing probably the bottom in the gold market. There's a good chance of that. Corrections are normal, although gold and silver were not overpriced like commodities were. And so I think in the long term, if you own gold and silver-related assets, you keep them. This would be a very good opportunity when gold and silver have come down substantially, along with the shares, to pick them up.
Yeah, bottom line, they can have paper money artificially worth something. But they can artificially devalue metal. But in reality, metal has the real value. And historically, you look at it on a graph, it always only goes up with inflation. And so you've got something that's an emergency backup. I bought gold at 300. I bought gold at 1,000. I've just kept it all, the little bit I've gotten in silver. It doesn't matter to me because I know it's real and it's an insurance policy, and that's what it's all about. Do I feel good about the $300 gold? Yes. Do I feel bad about the $1,000 gold? No, because it's all real. It's based in reality. TheInternationalForecaster.com. And, Bob, give out the toll-free number if folks want to get a free trial subscription.
800-375-4188, 800-375-4188, or go to the site, theinternationalforecaster.com.
Bob, we'll talk to you again next week. I always enjoy having you on. Didn't have you on week before this one. And Godspeed, my friend.
Same to you, Alex. You're doing wonderful work. Bye-bye.
I'm trying. You are, too. Okay. Before I end this transmission, I just want to remind the listeners that, A, retransmission starts with Ralph Nader and some of the other guests we had on were amazing today. At the end of the show, in about 1 minute, we just come right back. But you got to be on the Infowars.com audio streams. The only place. Genesis streams will be another thing. Infowars.com if you want to hear any of that key info and reports from Ground Zero right at the first of the show. Really important info at the streams at Infowars.com. Don't forget the free podcast. If you're listening to us on the AM and FM dial, be sure and tell folks about how they can listen on the local station. And don't forget, I'm a filmmaker, and our new film is out, Fabled Enemies. Get it. God bless you all. We'll be right back at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.